Hello, I am Tamara Cherry, and looking out my window right now, the sun is sort of starting to come out in Regina, Saskatchewan. It was pummeling rain last night. Like it was raining so hard that it woke both me and my husband up. Thankfully, not our young kids, but this is a welcome relief for us because it's been quite hot here. Not as hot, however, as what Britain has been experiencing. Britain shattered its record for highest temperature ever registered Tuesday today as part of a heat wave that has seized swaths of Europe. The UK Met Office registered a provisional reading of 40.2 degrees Celsius at Heathrow Airport. Before Tuesday, the highest temperature recorded in Britain was 38.7, a record just set in 2019. The heat wave is wreaking havoc on travel, grounding flights, and disrupting train service. And it's not just in Britain. The scorching heat is bearing down on all of Western Europe, already blamed for at least 1,000 deaths in Spain and Portugal. That is just crazy, where they set a new record high of 47 degrees. There were moments of panic aboard a train, which was close to a massive forest fire. Here's what Francisco Sion Perez told CTV News.
Just like when the train was resuming its march, I began smelling a little bit of a smoke. So that would have been really scary if we had been staying there for maybe half a minute more.
Jeez. Lorenzo Labrador, a scientific officer for the World Meteorological Organization, told CTV News, this heat wave is nearly unprecedented.
The expansion of a high-pressure system over the Atlantic, known as the Azores High, is leading to the driest conditions on the Iberian Peninsula in the last 1,000 years.
All right, so what is it like to be living in that heat right now? Well, we have reached a woman who's living in London, England. Her name is Sarah Compton. Sarah, how are you feeling right now? What time is it there?
Oh, it's 20 to 6 in the
20
evening.
20 to 6, and how hot is it?
It's 39 at the moment, just about 38 in between the two, but it has been 40 about an hour and a half ago.
Now, so Sarah, very hot. Yes, we were chatting off air just a moment ago, and I asked you whether you had air conditioning, and what was your answer to me?
Yeah, it's not common here, only in offices. And you're very lucky if you have a system or just a conditioning unit that goes out the window.
So, Sarah, how have you been coping without air conditioning in this heat?
It's been hard, but this is obviously very abnormal for us. So usually we don't really need it, but I've just been having the window shut, the curtains shut as well, which sounds silly, but because the air is warmer outside, having lots of water, electrolytes, cooling towels, ice packs. It's crazy, honestly.
Jeez. And Sarah, are you living alone or are you living with someone else in your apartment?
It's me and my cat. So my cat is suffering a lot as well. Bless him with his fur coat.
Oh, you know what? It's so interesting because we always hear reminders from police and paramedics in the summertime here in Canada. Don't leave your children or your pets in a hot car because it can be very dangerous. But I mean, there's not really much that you can do in this sweltering heat for your cat, is there?
No, I mean, some dogs have actually been rescued from cars yesterday. People had to smash into the window of the car because they just left there. But I mean, he just keeps meowing at me all the time. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I can't let you out. It's too hot. Just have to give him treats all day.
Poor little kitten. Okay. So Sarah, you're in a ground floor apartment. That's probably your only saving grace, I guess, right?
Yes.
Tell us first, because you told me this off air as well. I thought it was interesting. You checked your weather app today and what is the weather? What is the weather reading in London?
Currently right now it says smoke, which is something I've never seen before. Usually it would be sunny, cloudy, but at this time as well, I've never seen that. It's just something different.
Smoke. I remember when I was living in Toronto seeing smog. We would get a lot of smog days in Toronto. Smoke is something else. I mean, we heard about the forest fire that was raging next to that train, but there's also been fires in the city. Tell me what you've been hearing about that.
So I've heard about some from like cables that have overheated and they've just got so hot the house has been on fire. Not too far from me, but not too close either. So it's just scary.
That's got to be scary, especially living in an apartment building where there's all sorts of electrical cables.
Yes, exactly. That was my first thought, apart from the safety of those people, of course.
Geez, do you have any family members that are, like, does your family live in London as well? Are they living through this heat also?
Yes, quite a few of them are nearby, and they are struggling as well, especially those who are in houses. It's obviously harder for them with having to sleep upstairs. I'm just so grateful that I'm not sleeping upstairs, because I just couldn't imagine getting even an hour.
Yeah. Well, how hot is it at nighttime, overnight? What have the temperature, have they been falling at all?
Tonight it says about 26, and then from about 8 p.m. 26, and then 22 at 10 p.m. Last night it was 18 degrees. So, but we do have some rain on the way and thunderstorms. So I'm looking forward to just laying outside in it later tonight, hopefully. I don't care who sees me, I'm going to do it.
Out on your balcony or out on the rooftop? Or are you just going to go out onto the sidewalk and lay in that rain?
So I have a garden, a yard, so I can just lay there. It'll be fine.
Oh, the sweet, sweet rain. I don't think anyone's going to be judging you. In fact, I doubt that you're going to be out there. So Sarah, how has it been? Like 18 degrees must have been really nice for you last night, but what has it been like sleeping in this heat?
It's been hard, but to be honest, I know you have different like bedding there, I think, but we usually have like a duvet and a sheet. The duvet is in the sheet, so I've got no duvet. It's just like a thin sheet at the moment. Mm-hmm. But I have been finding it okay to cool down a bit. But I'm having weird dreams in this weather because it feels different in my bed. I can't remember, to be honest, but just weird dreams, like in different places. It's affecting that.
You know, it might be like one of those like fever dreams. Like when you're sick and you've got a fever, you have those weird dreams. I wonder if the temperature is affecting that.
Yes, possibly, because it is making me feel quite unwell as well.
Oh, are you working from home? Are you working these days?
So I'm actually disabled. I have health conditions and my organs aren't working properly. So with this heat, it's affecting my heart. So, I mean, you can't really do much in this weather. I really do sympathize with people that have to work outside.
No kidding. So you just have to stay at home and not exert yourself, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Just take it easy. Taking them as a few days off to just kind of relax.
Oh, geez. Yeah, well, you know, you put a pretty positive spin on that. I like that.
Yeah, I try. You have to, I mean, it's only going to get cooler now today. So I'm thinking of it that way.
Yes, exactly. And then do you know, is this heat supposed to break after that? Or do you have more in store for you?
So this is the worst day today, and then it will be around 26 tomorrow and pretty stable from then on, mid-20s. So hopefully it should stay like that for a while. But I think we have a few warmer days ahead, but not nowhere near as hot as this, thankfully.
No kidding. Sarah, one more question for you. We just have a minute left here, but is there anything that you feel like the government should be doing to help you guys through this? I mean, you hear about 1,000 deaths in Spain and Portugal. That is crazy. What do you think should be done about this?
I think probably education, because a lot of people are saying it's some big media hype and, they get this temperature in these countries abroad, but it is very different with the humidity. So education would be good, and to kind of help the elderly and vulnerable people in any way. I'm not sure how, but there could be something they could put in place.
Mm-hmm. Bring them some of those cold towels, like the ones that you're keeping in your fridge. Sarah Compton, thank you so much for taking the time today. I hope that you get that reprieve that you are expecting, and enjoy your rain shower tonight.
Thanks. Enjoy your cooler weather.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Sarah Compton was joining us from London, England, where they have been experiencing, as much of Europe has been, scorching temperatures.